The Auditor General expressed some big concerns this fall about spending in one division of the Newfoundland and Labrador English School District. Questionable expenses were charged to the public purse, things like lawnmowers in December and a $700 wheelbarrow rental. Well, last weekend, the school district responded with how it intends to keep better tabs on things. The question of who's minding the money and what it's going to mean for teachers and students are on the minds of many people. Dean Ingram is the president of the Newfoundland and Labrador Teachers Association, and he's in our studio this morning. Good morning, Dean.
And good morning to you. Thank you for having me on.
Well, what are you hearing from teachers about how the Auditor General's report seems to be changing things for them?
Well, first off, said our membership, certainly the association, recognize the importance of ensuring that public monies are spent appropriately. We certainly recognize that it's important that monies that are intended to be used for the education of our students has been used solely for that purpose. Certainly the concerns were raised, of course, when the Auditor General identified that some of the money, certainly primarily in facilities, were being inappropriately spent. While it didn't come out of the program's budget specifically, the concern was, of course, are there monies that would have been better rediverted and redirected towards program for students?
So everyone accepts we need better financial oversight, but what about for teachers and for school board and or school administrators at the school level? Is that changing things for how they have to manage money and account for whatever money is spent?
Yeah, there certainly are changes that are happening. There's certainly change in procedures and policies. We know that NLESD has certainly changes procedures and expectations on schools as to how those things have been happening. We know that for teachers, there's concerns expressed in the functionality. We certainly recognize that oversight's important, but oversight sometimes also comes with a cost and frustration, in fact, that it complicates the process. I can identify a number of teachers that have actually referenced the fact that right now, in terms of functioning and accessing resource for the classroom, that's become slightly more complicated. We know that with the implementation of the play-based curriculum in primary, by way of one example, there are a number of resources that schools need to access that may not have come through the traditional means through the department. This would require that schools acquire those resources through other means. This has complicated things. We know, these are things that certainly create some complications as well.
You were giving me an example yesterday of an industrial arts type teacher being able to access certain materials in a better fashion locally, but now things have to be done by the book. And I mean, we understand things need to be done by the book, but yet it can hinder the normal way of doing things or the usual way.
It certainly complicates things. It certainly adds in another layer of bureaucracy, and sometimes bureaucracy without necessary supports for that bureaucracy, for that red tape, hampers the functionality of the way the school is functioning.
So are you hearing that that's actually putting extra stress on teachers or administrators?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. There's a significant amount of stress we've heard from teachers and certainly school administrators. At the end of the day, school administrators are charged with a number of tasks within their buildings. School administrators are responsible for ensuring that their schools run for the betterment of the students within that population. But with these additional expectations, it really makes things difficult for the administrator to perform their primary task and responsibility, which would be providing instructional leadership. It was very challenging for administrators to provide the degree of instructional leadership that was required before these enhanced financial accounting measures. With an increase in accounting measures, adding that to a system which already the administrators were certainly overtaxed in terms of being able to keep on top of things, that certainly added another layers of complication. And just by way of an example is that the administrator allocations we have in today's system, collectively across the province, is actually less than what we had in 2008. And I don't think anyone that's been to school would argue that there's not a higher degree of expectation on administrators, on schools in general today than we had then.
But you're saying we have fewer than we had a decade ago.
We did. In fact, in 2008, I'll just give you one example. If you had a school with 400 students, I would think Cornerbrook Intermediate would be approximately at that level of student population.
Yeah, or a little bit more. 700.
About, if we take a school with 400, I'm trying to think of one local that would fit that bill. That school would have had 1 3/4 administrative units assigned to the building. Fast forward to today, that exact same school now would have 1.5 administrative units. So there's been a reduction of time for the administrators, yet there's been extra and additional responsibilities attached to the administrators. So the question then is, how are those administrators to meet new expectations without additional resources, given that it was very challenging to meet previous expectations on the allocation they had? So I think that's something that has to be kept in mind, is that as expectations increase, there either has to be additional supports and resources put in place to meet those expectations, or some other responsibilities simply are not going to get done effectively.
So at what level should those resources be allocated? I mean, should there be room for individual schools and school communities to address individual needs or approaches? Like you were saying, things that used to be done at the local school level, maybe in rural Newfoundland, the situation is different than in an urban school, for example.
I would certainly agree with that statement. I think the best individuals to assess what's needed for those schools in terms of the ministering program would be site-based. Man, that's a common thing throughout the education community worldwide. Many writers have written that. If you want to have effective school management, you'd use it as a site-based system.
So have you got principals, though, and vice principals and teachers now who are expected to do more accounting and paperwork in addition to their other duties, how can they get it all done?
That's a very good question. That's an extraordinarily good question. And right now, the reality is that without an infusion of supports and resources at the school, it's going to be very challenging to meet the new expectations. Or if those new expectations are going to be met, there's going to be a reduction in other areas that are very core and integral to the school.
The school board has tabled a plan to improve oversight at the district. You haven't seen that plan yet, but what do you feel must be in there based on what you've been telling me this morning?
From what we can gather in the news release, and I would have only seen the details as it came out in the news release a few days ago, we know that there's been a plan put forward which has a cost attached to it. And we also know that there's a reference to supports being provided to implement this plan once it's been approved. What we would certainly suggest absolutely is critical for the success of that plan is those resources and supports had to be include supports and resources at the school level. We know that our administrators are taxed at present. So if you're going to have additional resource supports, it's critically important that those resources and supports be provided at the school level for administrators to administer their schools. Without that, it's going to be very challenging for all the expectations on schools, both from a financial accounting end, but also, more importantly, through a instructional leadership perspective. It's going to be extraordinarily challenging to meet all the expectations.
How concerned are you that red tape could actually work against the educational experience for students throughout Newfoundland and Labrador?
Without an infusion of supports, without an infusion of resources, without a modification to the administrator allocation, it is going to have an impact because administrators have to direct their attentions to the additional expectations. That means their expectations are not being directed elsewhere. And I might just circle back to an incident we saw that happened back in Prince of Wales College, different topic, but we know there was an issue of violence that hit the media waves with that there. I would argue that right now in the system, it's very challenging for schools to be proactive on a number of measures. Certainly an administrator and the school counselor, school psychologist, is very challenged to actually put proactive measures in place because the resource and supports and time allocation are not there. I would suggest the same pattern would play through here. Without an infusion of resources, without an infusion of supports, to be honest, without an enhancement of the administrator allocation, it's going to be very challenging to meet the needs that are placed on our school administrators. It's going to be very challenging for school administrators to meet the needs of their school, which of course would be primarily around the idea of concept of providing sound instructional leadership.
Would you like to see that allocation increased back up to 1.34 administrators for 400 students?
1.75.
1.75, sorry.
1 3/4.
1 3/4.
I think that was certainly very important. In fact, I would even suggest back in 2008, I was in the system then as well, as an administrator, and the ability for schools, I can just cite one school specifically, is that their number across the province. Some were smaller rural schools, but you're operating with zero administrative time. So if you have a principal that is charged with meeting these expectations with zero administrative time, the question has to be asked, how is this person going to be able to effectively meet these expectations for all intents and purposes off the edge of their desk? These things are too important for the entire province to be done off the edge of a desk. And if collectively the province is serious about ensuring that public monies are spent as they should be, there has to be an allocation that actually allows schools at the school level to administer this. If the resources are simply placed above the school without infusion of resource, it's simply going to mean there's going to be more downloading and more expectation on the schools. And without the resources and supports to meet those needs, there's going to be extraordinarily problematic, not just for administrators or teachers, but certainly for the students within that system.
Dean Ingram, thanks for coming in this morning.
My pleasure.
That is Dean Ingram. He is president of the Newfoundland and Labrador Teachers Association. If you have a comment on this or any other story here at CBC Newfoundland Morning, give our talkback line a call, 1-800-777-0990.